I think there's another hit, and this is now not an intellectual or theoretical one, but a political one. I think there is a set of direct hits against the intellectual politics and the practice of Althusseranism in English intellectual life. I mean not only that form of elitism which has become identified with the exaltation of theoretical practice and which inevitably follows from it, but much more worrying than that, the theoretical terrorism which has accompanied a great deal of work which is done in the Althusserian perspective. I mean that exercise of the theoretical logic chopper, the either-or, the scissors of logic, which dispatches any concept that strays from its appointed path within the problematic to the dustbin of theoretical concepts. And that endless search for correctness, and correctness depends on how many books you can publish each year. Each one is more correct than the previous one, which was also very correct, and so on. That, as it were, stumbling forward from correctness to correctness, pinpointing the labels, theoreticism, Lukacianism, idealism, economism, idealism and economism, theoretism, etc., on whoever you didn't like or whatever positions you wanted, as it were, to dispatch for convenience, say, that kind of sectarian intellectual practice has been a deformation of serious Marxist work.